Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here today on this rainy afternoon in North New Jersey. It's a very exciting day. We have a special guest. Eric Olson will be our guest today. And Hillary is with me as well today. How are you,
Hello,
Hillary?
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Hi, Hillary.
Hey. How are you? I was supposed to announce you, and so Eric is on. I have to read the bio, and then I'm going to say, okay, and now, Eric, how are you? Okay.
I take it back.
Okay.
He's so enthusiastic. He just hopped out from behind a bush where we were hiding him.
Exactly. Okay, so first. That, by the way, audience, Eric is not on yet. We're hoping he calls in. We'll see if Eric calls in. No, just kidding. Eric is with us, yeah. But first, Hillary is joining me. Hillary is our features editor who is controls what goes on the homepage. And she, you know, everyone wants to be friends with Hillary, which is great. Me too. I have trouble getting profiled on this network sometimes. And anyway, you're at blogtalkradio.com, the Alan Levy Show. It's blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. And the archive, the live show is at that URL or at that site on my profile page. And the archive will be listened there as well as iTunes and other podcast directories. So thank you for joining us today. My guest is Eric, who chimed in, of course. And Eric is the founder and publisher of online magazine blogcritics.org, and has been a media professional for over 25 years, working in print, TV, radio, as well as online. He is the founder, as I said, of Blog Critics, which is an award-winning interactive online magazine covering TV, film, video, music, books, celebrity, pop culture, tech, games, and almost any other category you could imagine. Eric, how are you?
I am absolutely swell. Thanks, Alan.
Excellent. Thanks.
How are you?
Perfect. Couldn't be better. Well, thank you for joining me today on our show. It's a pleasure to have you.
My pleasure. It's really great to be able to participate in your bleeding edge technology here, where we're live on the radio. You can take calls, chat. It's archived. This is the place to be. We are extremely excited to be hooking up with you guys, and of course, I'm really excited to be here today.
Yes, it is very exciting. So we met, you've been familiar with, well, first of all, let's announce what we announced today, that Blog Critics Radio will have a channel on Blog Talk Radio, its own category, which is exciting, and we're going to talk about Blog Critics, of course, in detail, but your journalists and writers and others, part of your community, will roll up onto your own channel. So those coming to Blog Talk Radio's site can find the Blog Critics channel in the category section or all of our guide sections. You click on Blog Critics Radio, and you will see all the shows being created by Blog Critics. As of now, it's not up because this first show is, I believe, starting tomorrow night. But after that, then you'll be able to find all the content there. We met in Blog World Expo, and one of the things I'm really excited about is you're a decision maker. Obviously, it's your company, but we talked about a week ago, 10 days ago, and all of a sudden here we are. We made the announcement, press release went out. We're ready to get started. So I love that, and you're impulsive in your entrepreneurial way. It's refreshing.
I zig, I zag, I leap, I dart. Yes, I'm nimble. I'm nimble on my feet and agile. Well, you have to be, and certainly in the internet. And as we've discussed before, we've been very interested in multimedia and in particular radio. It's just we haven't really been able to find until now the situation that made it technologically more than anything else easy, simple, clean in order to really take advantage of it. We did have our own podcast, which the world famous Josh Hathaway, that's hard to say, Josh Hathaway, quickly, hosted for us and put together for over a year, and it was a lot of fun, and I've really missed doing it. We had our weekly chat, and he interviewed several of our other members weekly, and we talk about the various topics, sort of a compressed version of what we're doing now with you with the channel. And it was great, and it was a lot of fun, but it was just, it was so onerous, the time and effort that Josh had to put into it. And so we're really excited to have the opportunity to enter into this where people can really take hold of it and expand their personalities and, in a sense, expand their personal brand. And just hearing people and having conversations, I think, really, really is very different and adds a new dimension from print. You know, obviously, we're print-based. We love print. Print is where it's at. And is the core of what we do with our 60-some thousand articles over 5 years. But in developing as a community and as an online magazine, certainly it only makes sense to take advantage of all of the opportunities, and having the audio capability with you guys is really going to be great. When we announced it, we were talking about the speed, the alacrity of it. We sent out an announcement to our writers just before the weekend, and we've already heard back from, I think, over 20 people. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's really great, and it'll be an opportunity both for those who do have media background and people who've been blabbing on the radio for years and years and years, like I don't know, me. And then
you have a radio voice, I must say. It's a,
well, I
it's a great voice for radio.
Thank you. I have a great face for radio too. I'm told that all the time.
We know that you have a great face, period.
A great but aging face. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. That's kind of you. Great but aging. So, you know, what can you do? I think Alan also met my 23-year-old daughter at Blog World as well. She was our official booth babe, working the booth.
Hillary was our booth babe.
I was our official booth babe,
She's
so we have a competition.
Too.
Are you 23 as well?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the booth babe age.
We can go head to head.
That is the booth babe age. So, and it was so great bringing that part into it, to seeing you guys. We were just diagonal across from each other at Blog World, and it was such a tremendous event. I mean, we were optimistic, and we worked hard and planned hard and expected things to go well, but really the level of the success of the event as a whole, I think, was way beyond even what we anticipated. Because you just never know. It was the first one. You just don't know how many people are going to attend, what the energy level is going to be like, just, you know, how the whole thing will be pulled off. But it was so well organized.
Right.
And the panels were great. And the exhibit hall was very energetic and lively. And there was so much going on, you know, including you guys doing interviews all day long. That was a, you know, tremendous opportunity, and you guys certainly took great advantage of it as well.
Yeah, we've been doing that a lot now at conferences. We started with, I did the Network Journalism Summit in New York City with Jeff Jarvis, and we interviewed, you know, the Ed Sussman, who's the president of Fast Company and Inc. magazine, and had a chance to show him the platform, and we interviewed top people from NBC. We're doing a lot of these remote shows, which is using our technology, of course, but it gives us an opportunity to reach out and speak to a lot of people, and we'd love to do them at the conferences. So we did it at Yearly Coast, for example. Daily Coast was sponsoring the Yearly Coast in Chicago, and we were interviewing senator candidates and congressional candidates and all kinds of political bloggers and so on. So, it works out.
Not to mention what Sean just covered, which I think is worth repeating, that Sean Daly, who's the host of Sean O'Mac, was at the Democratic convention the other day doing live interviews there, as well as at the Planet Hollywood Casino red carpet event. So he interviewed quite a few movie stars there. So, yeah, we enjoy kind of keeping a memento, an audio memento of the events.
Let's see this. So we have 972 who's waited patiently. So let's bring you on, 972. You're on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm well. This is actually Philip. I'm Eric's partner at Blog Critics.
So I asked Eric, do you know a 972? He goes, I know lots of 972s.
Well, we have a couple of area codes in Dallas, so I usually call him from a 214 number.
Okay. Well, Philip, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us. It's exciting to have you guys on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here.
We are very charged up about doing our show tomorrow night, our debut.
Yes.
We're
going to
interview everyone and their mother.
So let's say it's blogtalkradio.com/BC Radio, right? That's your profile page. The page is up. And what is your show? Is this now? Who's going to do this? Is Eric and Philip are going to do a kind of co-host thing, or?
Yeah, we're going to, at least to begin with, we're going to approach that show kind of as the flagship blog critic show. So we will, at least to a certain extent, we don't want to get too insidery or get boring about it, but we'll talk about things that are going on with Blog Critics itself, new developments, maybe feature some new writers. I think we definitely want to talk to various people, some of our editors, because we realize a lot of times just when you're so involved day-to-day with something, you kind of take it for granted. And that was, going back to Blog World, probably internally anyway, the best thing about it for us is we had to sit down and really think about what we are and describe ourselves, and we said, wow, we're really cool, man. We do all of this stuff. We have 2,000 writers with people joining every day. We have 20 editors working their brains out, helping the writers, editing all the stories prior to publication. We really have a system, and we're a pretty well-oiled machine, and we want to make sure that people are aware of that and make sure that all those writers out there, because I'm sure many, many of the listeners are bloggers themselves or people who wish to be bloggers, and we want to make sure that they know that pretty much everyone is welcome to join Blog Critics, and it's not just, you know, really high-end experienced writers, but one of the things that we are best at, I think, which was another thing we realized in putting all this branding and PR stuff together for Blog World is a central thing that we do, that we can do, is help writers improve. And it doesn't matter what level you're starting at. We hear from all kinds of professional writers. We sign up actually really quite a high percentage of people who write for a living, but they like the freedom to come in and write about what they want to write about. They like being associated with other really good writers, good writing, and the flexibility and the fact that we do have this very supportive community. But, you know, whoever you are, whatever level you're at, we help you improve. And we make suggestions, think about this, think about that. We help you branch out if you specialize. If you've always been a business writer, but you're interested in movies or TV or books or whatever the case may be, we help you branch out into becoming a reviewer and getting into that mindset. And, you know, help you branch out wherever you're coming from.
And what's the emphasis? I'm on the site now, and I see you've got almost every category covered, which is great. Again, consistent with Blog Talk Radio, well, we cover almost every category covered. But I see you've got books, sports, film, you know, and there's a lot of opportunity for interviews, I would imagine, where your writers can interview stars or leading authors and others, right, and on Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely. You have hit upon a really key factor for us, reinforcing why we're so excited about this, and that is we have lots and lots of opportunities. Part of what I do all day long, I do a lot of administrative stuff, which inevitably goes with growth and quote-unquote success. The reason I got into it in the first place, writing and editing, is what I'm able to do about least these days because I'm doing all the admin stuff. But I'm distributing review material and interview opportunities all day long. I get emails from all the PR people, different companies, and whatnot, making interviews available in all the fields that we deal with, politics and music and authors and TV, film, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we do a fair number of interviews. We certainly have plenty of writers who specialize in interviews. We have a guy, Scott Butke, who's had a tremendous series of interviews with authors, just for example. But doing an interview for print, especially the way we ask it to be done, which is in real article form, you know, in other words, each of our stories is not bloggy. Each of them is an article. It's in article form. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The key information has to be contained within the story. We, of course, link out to sources, link out for background. But, you know, each of the articles has to be in magazine/newspaper form, more or less.
I see.
So it's difficult, in other words, to do an interview. It takes a lot of time and effort. You have to conduct it. You have to record it. You have to transcribe it. You have to put it into shape. The reason we're so excited about the opportunity with you guys is we can kind of compress all that down. You're doing the interview live on the radio, so you're getting that extra dimension of it. Meanwhile, then that is archived and can be podcast, so we can transcribe from there. We don't have to worry about recording it. And so it'll be a much easier to put together a multimedia component and much more efficient for the people we're interviewing, because they're going to get double the bang for their buck. They'll have a print article out of it, plus
right.
They'll have plus the live and archive.
I have a question for you. I'm on your site now, and I clicked on a show on a page called Boston Celtics Are Not the 1994 Clippers.
Yes.
It's on your homepage. I have a question for you. Who picks out your photographs?
Each writer, basically.
Because this photograph, I must say, is a striking image of this quarterback, Tim Tebow.
Uh-huh.
He's in the chat room right now. That would be Matt Sussman.
Oh, Matt,
yeah,
great
he's our sports
and
editor. Speaking of young pups, he is our sports editor, and he's a real, real go-getter.
He's a professional
columnist. He has an actual job in the real world, which doesn't count, of course, as we all know.
Yeah, maybe he's calling in. I don't know. But he should call him, Matt, if you'd like to call
in.
He's in the chat room.
Oh, he's in the chat.
Okay. In the chat room. Yeah.
Anyway.
He's listed as sus there.
That article is his weekly, I believe it's weekly, column where he does a roundup of the week's events, or actually looks back, and it's called Batting Around. And the way he sets it up is as a lineup card. So he mentions each person he's going to talk about as if he were setting up a lineup.
Right.
And then runs through it. So it's a breezy kind of thing. He's a really funny guy, too.
Yeah, I see that.
It really is a funny guy.
It's very good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Eric, how do you select your writers? You said that you know, you're open to anyone applying and that kind of thing, but how did you start with a batch of writers, and how do you maintain your high-quality standards and, meanwhile, you know, enabling new writers to come into the mix?
Well, that is an excellent question. I will try to boil it down to its simplest base. What happened at the beginning was I had started a site in early 2002, and this was a time when it was shortly after 9/11, and a lot of people started writing at that point, started blogs. That's when Blogger was becoming extremely popular, making it simple for non-techies such as myself to get involved. And I was doing research on a book, actually, about 9/11. I kept running into these things called blogs. Hadn't heard of them before, and or weblogs. Didn't really know what they were, but started getting involved, got excited about it, kind of got the feel for what it was, which is, in essence, personal journalism. And I liked that idea very much. I've been a freelance writer all my adult life, and the thing I always have hated is having to market your stories. You have to spend as much time pitching and marketing your stories as writing them, you know, and it just always struck me as a waste of time. So here I could just write about whatever I wanted to write about, put all my time and effort into doing the stories themselves. So that was very exciting. And I started interacting very quickly with a lot of my fellow bloggers and checking in with them, and I realized that marketing the site, of course, was a key part of it if I wanted to be read. And being that I threw myself into it and decided to approach it at least for a while as a job, quote unquote, even though of course there was no money in it, I wanted to be read. So I started interacting with a bunch of bloggers, and I realized pretty quickly that we all had some things in common in that, at that time anyway, we were really concentrating on world events and politics and will there be war or not, and all the aftermath of 9/11. It was, you know, very serious, emotionally fraught time. And yet, on the other hand, bloggers tend to be people with all kinds of interests, and interested in music, movies, TV, film, books, etc. And we started discussing, well, hey, why don't we come up with a place where we can put that material where it will get the attention it deserves, because a lot of the writers didn't feel right putting what was relatively frivolous material on their sites in the midst of all this real heavy political stuff. So that was the beginning of it. We started off, and Philip was one of the very first writers. I think we had about 30 or so, maybe 40 to begin with. We dropped down very quickly to, I don't know, maybe 10, as few as 10 who were really functioning after about a month. And we started off totally as a democracy. You know, no one was really in charge. I was just kind of there with a very, very light hand, but realized after about a month that someone really did have to be in charge, or else you just had what we had, anarchy. So, you know, no editorial stand.
So we have, excuse me for a moment, I'm going to be in charge because we have a call on line four that has been wanting to chime in here for a moment.
Go for it.
Sean, are you there?
Hi, Alan.
Sean is on. Sean O'Mac as the persona. Say hello to Eric.
Hi, Eric. Hello. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's the world famous Sean, live from Las Vegas.
Yeah, Sean is going. Sean is, six months ago, Sean, where you were working at Caesar's Palace, right? And
yes.
In the concierge. And he was doing a show on Blog Talk Radio. And I was able to hire him. And he's now working for us. And this week he was at the convention, the debate at, on. By invite of Wolf Blitzer. It's incredible.
I saw that email. Very impressive.
Yeah, we forwarded it around and talked about it, Sean. You're famous among blog
readers.
Wolf was fawning over Sean.
Yeah, he was. And Sean, please tell everyone who you interviewed that we're going to get up on Blog Talk Radio. Like, what other people did you run into there?
Oh, well, at the convention, I interviewed Katie Crowley and Joe Biden. I was able to talk to him in the spin room after the debate. And who else?
Stallone.
Joe Kirby. I'm sorry? Oh, Stallone. Oh, yeah. I went to the red carpet at the Planet Hollywood. Oh, the political stuff is more. I think I like that a little bit more than the, you know, fawning over the celebrities. But Stallone was there. I talked to him. Danny DeVito for a moment. Bruce Willis. Who am I forgetting here? Tom Arnold. Milo Ventimiglia, or however you pronounce his last name, from Heroes.
So lots of people. So it was exciting. Exciting.
An impressive roster.
It is very impressive.
Yeah.
Don't some of them have ownership stake in Planet Hollywood? I think Bruce Willis does.
Willis does, and I think Stallone has a small interest in Planet Hollywood as well.
I DJed a party that Sylvester Stallone was at about 20 years ago now at the Polo Club in Southern California.
In Beverly Hills.
His wife was, Brigitte, who was like a foot taller than he is, his wife at the time was interested in the pony. No, this was the actual polo club itself, where they played polo out in Burbank.
Lounge, the actual polo field.
Polo grounds, I should
say.
That's what I'm sorry, not the polo club. A club at the polo grounds. That's what it was. Yeah, it was really fun. I did this weekly party that was after the polo match, all their home games, on the polo grounds in Burbank, and it was a riot. There was always someone famous there. You know, they're all horsey types, and it was really fun. So, yeah, I talked to him, but, you know, he was different 20 years ago.
Oh, sure. You're listening to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Eric Olson and others, Hillary, my co-host, and Philip's on, Philip Wynn, and Sean is on a call now. If you'd like to call, please do, 347-677-0649. The chat room is open, so please join us in the chat. Love to hear from you. If you have any questions, let us know. So carry on.
I was babbling at some length about how we got started, but Hillary asked how people can get involved. So let me fast forward to the future.
Sure.
We grew from a low of, as they say, maybe 10 people a month after we started back in August of 2002 to about 2,000 writers now, of which several hundred are active at any given time. So it's really been explosive growth, and it's been really steady. I mean, it's just been week by week. We add, you know, several more every single week. And all people have to do, there's a link right on every page of the site, and it says something like Join Blog Critics or Are You a Blog Critic? And we welcome anyone, really, who wants to participate. We do have a pretty specific set of writers' guidelines. So basically, I'm happy to sign anyone up, but then I send out these instructions, which are I've grown to something like I think they're 10 pages long now. So people have to fight their way through that, and then
college-level literacy test.
Yeah, it really is. It's very specific and explicit because, of course, over time, things you would never occur of happening, you know, happen. So then you have to say, no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Even though you wouldn't have thought of that, be sure you don't. And so they're very explicit, very detailed, and we ask people to work their way through it and to make their first post within 24 hours because then we know you're serious. We know that you really do want to participate because it does take effort. It takes time. It takes effort. We're looking for high-quality writing. We are looking for article format, and a lot of people, you know, kind of don't want to be bothered. But fortunately, lots and lots of people do. People see it as an opportunity to grow. They love the idea that they get this exposure. The tens of thousands of readers that we have each day on our site, plus hundreds of thousands more via sites that we syndicate out to. We syndicate out to a number of mainstream media sites, as well as we're in all or most of the aggregators like Google News and Yahoo News and whatnot. So people like that, and they like the idea that they can grow and get help and get feedback and be part of a community. Plus, of course, they get all kinds of free stuff because I am dispensing dozens, literally dozens, of CDs, books, DVDs, movie tickets, concert tickets.
Wow, how do we get on that list?
All you got to do is join.
Can we
stick to that rigid format, Alan? I think
and
we're
stick
a little
to our rigid format.
I'm not quite into the giving tons of stuff away for free things at Blog Talk Radio.
It's the carrot and the stick.
We
you know?
Give,
we give
we
away
give
some
the,
earbuds at the conference. You know,
we do let people do free radio shows, which is. You know, which is a nice thing.
I'd say it's a wonderful thing. And with your cool guy technology,
exactly.
You make it easy for one and all.
Yeah.
Eric, you may want to mention Desi Critics.
Absolutely. We are not just a single site. We are a network of sites. And our longest standing and most significant network site is Desi Critics, which is a pretty close parallel in terms of format and structure and whatnot to Blog Critics, but geared toward the South Asian market. It's in English language as well, and Aman Lamba is our publisher and has been since day one of that, and it's very highly regarded. Lots of really, really high-level people who are either Indian or Pakistani or...
Oh, perfect.
You know, participate and have writers literally from all over the world. And, it's very interesting. It's very, you know, it's a growing market, and they're do very well regarded. We also have my wife, Dawn Olson, heads up the Glosslip site, which is our celebrity/entertainment news site, along with the Mysterious K, who is her partner on the site. And they're going to
have
a show.
Citizen X. By the way,
we have a lot of mysterious.
We have a lot of mysterious people on. We have actually a famous wrestler. His name is Citizen X.
Ooh.
Does a show on Blog Talk Radio on politics. So
political show.
Yeah,
but
he
Aaron,
wrestles
I
politics to the ground.
He tries.
I wanted to mention that we have a show called NG Talkies that you might be interested in talking to about your Desi Critics site because they have a very strong. Website that I think they had talk about cultural things and politics and that kind of thing, but I was wondering if you'd cover cricket games or talk about cricket on that site.
They do all the time, and those are often the most popular posts. It's really funny because they're a Google News site as well, and their cricket coverage is often the most popular stories, which I imagine irritates those writing about.
So
really adept.
Here's an opportunity that will come up, and I'm sure there'll be tons of them. But we've been talking about streaming live cricket matches on Blog Talk Radio.
How cool!
Right. I mean, you could have guys screen. You know how those will be hugely attended. Cricket is enormous. You could do we can create events that are 3-4 hours long. They can be, or I know cricket is long.
Like
it's a long
6 hours.
Event. But we could do a live streamed event, and then we can then marry that up
color
with
commentary.
Yeah, we could do color commentary on cricket, coupled with your people. So we should meet Mr. Lamba.
Absolutely, he is back in India now. When we met
you
him,
have to visit Mumbai.
He was actually here in the U.S. I guess he's gone back and forth his whole life. So he is truly bicultural. But yeah, he's back there now. He's a software engineer, of course. What else could he be? And so, but yeah, he's actually in India now and has been for some time. But when we met him a couple years ago, maybe it's even 3 years ago now, he was based in the U.S. But yeah, I love the cricket idea, and you know, sports in general. You know, there's a lot of niche sports that just don't get covered.
No, I agree.
That have really strong followings. You know, Matt, is Matt on the line or just in chat? You know,
maybe
he
Matt
is the king.
Matt,
he is the king of curling. He is the curling king.
Curling. I never quite understood that line. So, Sean, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, by the way, before maybe Matt can call in at 347-677-0649, but Sean is heading over to UNLV, where he is teaching a class in new media to discuss, among other things, Blog Talk Radio and what he did with Jericho. So Sean is really making a name for himself.
Yeah, he is outstanding in his field. We met the woman who's in charge of that class at Blog World as well, and she was very gung-ho about new media. She's a journalism teacher, I believe, and she was looking for an easy way to do podcasting with her students. And so she found us, and we said, don't worry, we'll send Sean over to teach your students.
Love it.
He'll walk them through it, and they'll be up and running in no time. So
he is a man of many hats.
We all are over here. You'll find that, Eric.
Well, Eric and Philip, everybody, Blog Critics, welcome. I'm glad to hook up with you gentlemen once again. So hope you have a long and enjoyable stay here at Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we should have mentioned that. In Sean's former guise, when he was on the air with, as they say, another network, we did a regular call-in onto his show as Blog Critics for some time, and that was really great. Sean's a really good interviewer, and that was super exposure for us.
Well, thank you, Eric. Everybody, Blog Critics, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll head off to teach my class now.
Okay.
Bye, Professor Sean O'Mac.
Hey.
Be pedantic.
It's great, Sean. Thank you, Sean, for joining us. Again, the call-in number is 347-677-0649. Now, are you setting up shows? How are you structuring this? I mean, because I see you've got, you know, so many writers, but are you going to have channels set up for each category? Maybe have a sports channel and then have different writers roll up under that profile for sports or that channel for sports, or how are you planning on doing that?
At this point, we put out a call to editors first and then to our general writers list, just mentioning the opportunity, explaining a little bit about what Blog Talk Radio was all about and asking who wanted to be involved. And we've had almost 40 people step forward and say they wanted to be involved either as hosts or as call-in guests. And we've got, I think it's 17 shows tentatively lined up.
So you have 40 hosts lined up, ready to potentially go on. That's exciting.
Yeah, I had it wrong by half. I just guessed at 20.
20
so.
More signed up while we've been talking here.
Man, it's exponential.
It's 38, and then Matt Sussman mentioned that he had a couple more people that I haven't gotten the information on yet. So, I mean, it's funny how things congregate, though. We've got two people who want to run shows on horror films, and as of yet, no one willing to host a show on books. So,
well, we have some authors. We have a book show on Blog Talk Radio called WSN Radio, Writer
right.
Speaks Network, that we can host. So if you have some authors that are looking for exposure on Blog Talk Radio, let us know. So we've interviewed Brad Thaw, Jody Picoult, Frank Rich. The list of authors is very long. And on Blog Talk Radio, if you go to our nav bar homepage and you see on the nav bar, there's a best of BTR there. And, you know, we've had almost everybody on this network. So I know you're getting a lot of content, and a lot of guests will probably be easily for you to reach out to. But just point them to those that have been on the network in case you want, you know, they say, well, what is Blog Talk Radio? It really is amazing. Oh, yes, and Dr. Blogstein in the chat room says Vince Flynn. Of course,
Vince Flynn was a huge show, too.
Dr.
Yeah.
Blogstein, he's famous, by the way, Eric. You should check him out. He does Dr. Blogstein's Radio Happy Hour. He just had Shirley MacLaine on last week.
He sounds like a blog critic to me.
He could possibly write for Blog Critics. He's a notable author. He's famous. He's
the raconteur.
He's the doctor's doctor. He's quite a character, but yeah, he had on Shirley MacLaine last week, so we were excited about that and various other people. But I think that Blog Critics working with us is really amazing. I'm really excited to see what kind of content you guys bring to our site. It's going to be really cool.
To answer your question, though, as far as how, you know, how we're approaching it, I think we are pretty much approaching it from the category, or as we call them, sections.
Before you carry on, excuse me for interrupting, but I think we may have your colleague on. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you may be Matt.
It sounds like though some.
No,
woman
I'm not Matt.
Hi, how are you? Who are you? And welcome to Blog.
I am a blog critic and part of the BC Network, and I have a question for one of your guests, Eric
sure.
Olson.
Okay.
I was wondering when Eric was going to start writing more for the site. We really missed his voice.
We need you to take over like half my admin duties, Dawn, and then I will really be happy to. Yes, this is my wife, Dawn Olson, who leads our celebrity coverage, which is always extremely popular. And she and her partner, again, the mysterious K, will be doing a show, and I am certain it will be quite popular. So what I was going to say, we keep coming around back to the interview thing. I just want to say one more thing. What is dawning, I think, slowly but surely on all of us on our end is now with the combination of the exposure they receive from doing the interview on our site, you know, in article form, combining that with the audio, the live, and the archived opportunity with you guys, we can literally talk to anyone we want in the world now. That, you know, I have no shame, I have no compunction whatsoever about approaching anyone on earth at this point about doing an interview. And that's extremely exciting.
Yeah,
it's really
powerful.
A great opportunity.
Yeah,
Dawn is going to talk to Britney Spears, I guarantee you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, please. Hillary,
put that on the homepage four times in a row.
Right, we're going to actually take the boxes on our homepage and merge them together and give her one very big box.
She will need a really big box.
Well, one of the boxes will be for her legs, the other one will be for her head, so it'll just span all four of the boxes.
I can see a lot of things
expanding, hasn't she?
Let me just say, you know, we have a show on Blog Talk Radio called Movie Geeks. Hillary, why don't you describe what they've seen and their experience has been with their show?
Well, they've been with us since about March, and I remember when they first started, they were doing some interviews that they'd done on carpets at small film festivals, and they're slowly building their audience, and now they're booking huge guests, like they had on Brian De Palma the other week, and they've had on Lyric Bent from Saw 4, and lots of actors, writers, directors, you name it, and they're really building kind of a brand for themselves in the film appreciation, you know, genre. So it's really exciting. They've been on IMDb. They've been listed on a lot of big movie sites.
Right, so for celebrity content, you know, we're having people come on, you know, the day before the movie gets released. We're on the circuit, and I think with Blog Critics, you're going to be able to, you know, bring a ton of this type of content on the network.
Absolutely. It's as I say, having the multi-dimensional aspect really, I think, makes it much more appealing both for the people being interviewed and for us as the interviewers, because, you know, everyone is lazy to a certain extent, and it really is a lot of effort to put together an interview for print, especially a lengthy one, and the ability to do it live and, in a sense, hey, it's done, it's doing itself, you know, over the air, and then you can actually use that to work from.
What is your sense about the magazine industry? I mean, you're an online magazine that's got tremendous content, it's always refreshed. I mean, I personally never read magazines. Now, you know, again, I'm just busy, and I'm just getting all my content from the web. How are you, you know, where do you see the magazine space going? And, of course, there's huge advertising dollars there, and what's your sense of the space?
Well, print, absolutely, of any kind, newspapers, magazines in particular, are, there's no question, they're migrating to the Internet. And, for example, a paper like the New York Times or the Washington Post, they've done a really great job of both moving the content, you know, from their actual pages online, which is easy to do, and everyone's been doing for a while now. But they've also done a great job in supplementing it, because that's what people are looking for now. They want the multimedia. They want that that additional layer. So, you know, if you go to the, for example, the Sunday book section, just to pick something out from the New York Times, you know, all throughout that, you're going to get links to podcasts with the authors, podcasts with the writers, the critics themselves, conversations between the two. So you get additional and extended coverage, and there's all kinds of audio and video together, and you know, that's the direction things are going. And so far, because we are an efficient organization, very efficient in terms of keeping our costs down and whatnot, we've had to be by of necessity, at least until now. And so we don't even host multimedia content ourselves. We have a fair amount of it, but we don't even host it. We don't even host pictures ourselves. We're fortunate enough to be able to use the third-party photo hosting sites and those kinds of things. So, you know, the only thing we actually host on the site is the written content. So what's so great about working with you guys is that this allows us to be in a position to compete with the New York Timeses and the Time Magazines and the Newsweeks of the world that already have these multiple layers on the sites in addition to the actual magazine or newspaper content.
Well, they don't have this, I can assure you.
Well, they
they may someday, but they do not have. This is your differentiator. So, listen, we have a call, 212 area code. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
This is John Hammond, 30 floors above Times Square. Howdy there, Alan. And
hi,
Aaron.
John. How
are
you?
How
are
you doing? Yeah, just want to let you know you're coming in loud and clear, 10x5 reception here in Times Square.
Excellent.
And I just want to say a big howdy to you, and I enjoyed being on LisaCast recently when I was out in the Bay Area.
Right. So why don't you thank you for calling, John. Why don't you maybe let everyone know, you know, who you are and
is
what
this
you...
blues singer John Hammond?
No, he's J O H, and I knew his dad real well. He almost got me my first record deal. I'm J O N.
Ah.
And I'm a radio host and musician of Hammond Cast Early Edition, 7 early mornings a week on KYOU and KYCY at 1550 on the AM dial in San Francisco, California. We come on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Whoa, now.
Every day.
No, we can give you a
shine.
Better time slot here, John.
Tired.
Yeah, well, we're streaming all over the world, so it's at different times depending on what time zone.
Well, pick your time you want. You could be on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I am on Blog Talk Radio / Hammond Cast, you know.
Are you doing your own show on Blog
Talk? Absolutely, yeah, of course. You know?
Oh, I didn't, I, you know. It's been
yeah,
so
when
busy.
I saw your site, I said, man, this is too great. You know, I've got to be on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry I couldn't join you guys at Blog World Expo. Tried to get out to Vegas, but it was pretty crazy. We couldn't make it, but I heard that was a blast. Huh?
Yeah,
it really was. Super successful. So what are the kinds of things you do on your show? It sounds great.
The format is the format I call music, travel, and soft news. Stay away from the hard news. I stick with
now, what does soft news consist of?
Oh, you know, cruise ships, you know, trips to Europe and gigs and having fun, you know, and flying on interesting aircraft. I was recently aboard the brand new Airbus A380 Super Jumbo with the chief test pilot, Captain Jacques Rosset from Toulouse, France. And it's an unbelievable airplane. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And, you know, we've been having a lot of fun. It's sort of an offshoot of my cable TV show, which I've been doing for 24 years.
Whoa.
And we're still on here in New York in MNN TV. In fact, I was on this morning on another show. You probably know who Harold Hudson Channer is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I was on Harold's show. Well,
who's
I had
Harold Hudson Channer? He's one of the best names I've ever heard of.
Harold is... a philosopher, a broadcaster, a world traveler. He's been on since the very beginnings of cable access TV. And he has had world leaders on. And he has gone to Libya 4 times as a guest of Gaddafi, if you can believe that, and had him on his cable access show. And he's just unbelievable. He knows everybody. He's very prolific. If you do a Google search on Harold Channer, you'll see he's got so much stuff out there. It's just unbelievable.
Maybe we can get him on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him.
Let's do. Maybe we'll do my show and get him on, and you'll come on, and we'll do it.
He's a really, really interesting guy. You know, he goes back to the Aldous Huxley kind of scene there. You know. So, but you're doing a great thing, Alan. I just want to say congratulations, Mazel Tov, man. Keep up the fine work there and getting the signals out to the people from so many different diverse programs you have on the Blog Talk Radio. It's really, people are really picking up on it.
Well, I thank you for that. And
thanks,
John. We're working it. We're really trying to get the word out. And, you know, when you have thousands of hosts that we do, that are out there promoting it, it's a powerful force. And now with Blog Critics and Eric and his team, we're going to have, you know, hundreds, maybe 1,000 more. I mean, who knows what happens with that? And now that just adds to this. And I think that when you democratize, like we've democratizing a world, we're empowering anyone to get on and have a word. And I think that will, I think it's exciting. And John, I really appreciate you calling.
All right. Well, it's really great. And I'm going to be at B.B. King's tonight with the original cats from Sly and the Family Stone. And Sly Stone will be on stage.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to have Jerry Martini, the original saxophone player, is an old friend of mine. So Jerry's going to be on the
And a blues brother.
Yeah. He's the real deal. And Sly is back out of seclusion, you know. So he's been hitting some gigs in Europe. And I used to play in an offshoot of that band called Little Sister, with Freddie Stone and Rusty Allen and Willie Sparks. You might remember a song called Somebody's Watching You.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're listening to you on Blog Talk Radio. You guys rock, man.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks,
keep up
John.
The great work.
Let's set some things up. We'll get you on a show with me.
Okay, let's hook it up.
All right, thanks, John.
Okay, thanks, Al.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That was a nice little surprise guest. That's the beauty of live, Eric, right?
You just never know. Yeah, and we haven't really, we've talked about it prior to the show a number of times now, but really want to emphasize that for me personally, part of the reason why I'm so excited about this is that it is a return to live. I've been on radio on and off since, I started when I was 14, and I've had less impetus to get back involved now. I think I've been off since about 03 or maybe 04, and this is getting to be about the longest that I haven't been on broadcast radio at any one time, and I just haven't really felt all that much push to get back into it, partly because, of course, I'm really busy, but it's not live anymore. You know, when I left, even the relatively small public station that I was at in Akron for a few years in the early 00s, they switched over, just like everyone else, to the computerized model where you sit there and record a four-hour show, and in, you know, 45 minutes, all you do is drop in the breaks, and then you're not even hearing the music. You know, and it's just all played from the computer. So you lose the spontaneity. You lose, for me, worst of all, you lose the interaction with your audience. You can't take calls. You can't take requests. And so I'm really excited to be back to that and to have that capability. And, you know, it's tremendous that the scope is worldwide. We haven't really mentioned that. I mean, it can be picked up, no problem, you know, just as easily in India as it can here, you know, for anywhere else in the world, literally, live and in real time. And that is really exciting. Blog Critics, of course, is a global entity. We have writers in, at last count, I think it's 17 different countries. We have editors in 5 countries, for that matter. So it only makes sense that our audio / radio presence would be in this format that is worldwide and live. So it's really a tremendous thing, and we're seeing how it works right here and now with John calling in and Don and I guess we didn't hear from Matt, but you know, Philip being here. And so we're really looking forward.
We have a question in the chat room, Eric. It kind of leads off of what you're talking about. Someone wants to know if you think that internet radio is, you know, where it's happening next, if it's bigger than XM, or you think it has the potential to be, and you mentioned that with the global thing somewhat, but
I think portability is key. I think, and Philip can answer this because He is our tech guru who has built all of our publishing software by himself from scratch. He's down to the final few percentage points of weaning it off the original software, and we will have our own proprietary publishing software, which is really exciting. He's aiming for the end of the year. We'll see. We won't hold him to it, but I know he's trying really hard. But I think portability is key. If you can get it away from the computer, and I think there are the first radios now that can pick up internet radio in a portable manner. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're coming out. In fact, we've been in touch with a number of device makers about embedding Blog Talk Radio's channels into these devices themselves. So one is called Receiva. They're Wi-Fi-based pieces of equipment that are picking up internet radio.
I think portability, that's great to hear. And, of course, in cars, the growth of XM and Sirius has been largely based on the presence of the player of the radios in cars. At least that was the early initiative that got a lot of people involved and interested in it. Now I think they have hit a critical mass where, it's in demand for what it brings. And yeah, I'm a big fan of satellite radio, but this is different and this is more flexible, and this offers things that satellite does not. And I think portability is the key. I think that's the next step. If you can listen to it in your car, which is still where an awful lot of people, especially Americans, do listen to radio, it's in their car. They're driving to and from work or taking the kids here or there, that kind of thing.
Oh.
I think that's the next step.
But one of the things
there's one other piece that might be missing. Portability is probably the major obstacle, and it sounds like that's fading over time. The other is interactivity. We think it's grand fun to jump in the chat rooms and to click from show to show to show and control everything down to the minute detail. But I think that the majority of people in this country still listen to radio by putting it on in the background and just having it sit there. So having to click from show to show to show might still be an obstacle.
Well, we're actually addressing that. One of the things that we're doing is going to have 24/7 streamed by channel. So, in fact, we'll run the Blog Critic channel 24/7 for people that can just turn it on and then they can listen to it. And in between shows, we could run commercials or we could run bumpers or ads for other promos of other shows. We're doing the same thing for a political channel, a sports channel, and so on. So we are building channels in Blog Talk Radio where people just want to hear, like our Best Of channel. You see all the links on our Best Of page, but now you'll be able to just hear those shows streamed. So we've also just today worked on a flash player that allows our player to play live streamed events in the field. So we can actually send them to iTunes because they have a live streaming section, and we could be profiled there. Not a lot of companies are doing, maybe none, are doing live streamed events like Blog Talk Radio with call-in capability.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the other features we have is the ability to play an MP3 on the fly, as I think I mentioned to you. So, for example, we can be playing music of any kind. We can play introduction music, bumper music, and so
Hi,
on.
Alan, it's Dale with Delectomy.
That was just a little audio clip I inserted in there. But you have the ability to do that with Blog Talk Radio as well.
That is great. And we kind of semi-joked a little bit about it, but quite seriously, the fact that you guys are so much on the cutting edge as far as the technology goes and the amazing growth that you have seen and made possible by continuing to simplify the technology and expand the technology just over a year, because you've only been at it for about a year, right?
Yeah, we launched last August. About September, we started archiving shows, so we've only been up for around 14 months. And we launched with zero hosts. We had nothing. I was doing daily shows. My kids would come in the evening, and they said, "Dad, who are you talking to?" I said, "Well, nobody." Literally, I wasn't. And in 1 year, we have produced over 35,000 broadcasts. Now, we're running 6,000-7,000 a month. Each day, we hit 255 shows last week.
Wow.
We're running 45 simultaneous at one time. And I think last night we hit a record. We had 40 shows going on at the same time.
Wow.
We're scaling that up to 65 shows at the same time. So we're breaking down all the barriers, making the tools easier, incorporating all kinds of features and functionality into it. So
we have a question in the chat room for Eric, but I think that perhaps Alan and I could also add. A guest 200 said, what traits do people need to consider moving into live radio from writing, since writing is a repetitive process where this is off the cuff and no chance to edit? Any ideas and thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I see it very much as a complementary thing, a supplementary thing. When I'm writing, I'm not at all a quick writer. It takes me a long time. My process is typically I kind of blurt it all out, get my ideas down, and then I have to go back and organize them and sort them and edit and re-edit and really, really polish it and make it come out, the way I want it to read. And that can take a long, long time. I mean, just a few hundred word, 500 word article can easily take me all day. And that's, again, part of my problem right now is, with all my admin duties, I'm having very little time to write, which is ironic because I imagine at this point I'm still probably, in some ways anyway, our best-known writer. I mean, I'm an author and, do have a past with a lot of national publications and whatnot and all that kind of good stuff. So, it's pretty ironic that I'm not able to write much right now, but I am able to come on here. And this is really great for me, because it is an outlet that I can do in real time. So to answer the question, what's the difference? It complements the painstaking process of getting everything down on paper and really getting it right, because I can be spontaneous. And it probably takes some practice. I kind of had to learn to be up. When I first was on the radio, I tended to talk like this and like a normal person, and it was not very exciting, whatnot, and over time I had to learn that hey, I'm allowed to be up.
You're animated.
Exactly, and that's something that comes natural, and certainly is natural to me, and I think probably to most people. But I did have to learn how to do it. So I don't think people should get discouraged if when they first go on that it requires some effort for them to be up. And, there's lots of little things you tell yourself. You speak as though you are smiling, and that opens up your mouth, and that opens up your face. And it also probably puts you in a more positive frame of mind, at least in theory. And so, there's lots of little things in how you use the microphone, which in this case is just the phone. Everyone knows how to talk
on
the phone.
Right. I mean, right. We have 2 minutes remaining in the show, so we'll begin wrapping. Sorry to cut you off there, Eric. But I mean, when I just from my standpoint, I had no experience in radio whatsoever. We created this platform. I think my advice to people is just come on and make believe, pretend you're having a conversation. It's okay to say an it's okay to say ah or you know. You, the key is having an engaging conversation. So be prepared, plan it out, have some guests on, have a co-host. Have fun with it. Enjoy it.
Have an outline and to come back to if you need to, but the callers kind of do a lot for you in terms of ideas and content. And if you guys are promoting like we think you're promoting, as we can see with the gorgeous banner on your homepage, I'm sure all of your readers will be interacting with their favorite bloggers and writers on your site. So I don't think they'll run out of things to talk about for sure.
So with that, I'd like to wind this down. We have about a minute remaining. And just so you know, Eric and Phil, and for everyone listening, Blog Talk Radio, the live stream ends at the hour or whenever you set the hour or set your show length to, but the archive will continue. So while the live stream will end in a minute or less, which our show will end, of course, too, but if we were carrying on, the archive will not get cut off. The archive continues on, which is a nice little feature in case you're having an engaging conversation and you just go past the witching hour, so to speak, where your studio room has been is occupied by the next guest.
Yeah, that's a great feature. I absolutely, because there are times when you do want to continue, and it's good to have the time constraints. I think that's a positive thing. It forces people like me to constrict themselves and to try to get the most get to the most important material first. So
and with that, I can say you have 20 seconds remaining. No, I'm just going to look.
Yeah,
we
no,
have,
thanks for calling, Eric.
We have 30,
love the interview.
Exactly. We have 35 seconds remaining in the show. And I want to, well, let's again say the URL. It's blogtalkradio.com/BC Radio. The show will air tomorrow night at what time, 9 p.m. Eastern?
9 p.m. Eastern.
Perfect.
And we will then begin to roll out all of these additional shows in a chaotic manner.
Excellent. So stay tuned.
After that. But
stay tuned for blogcritics.com, and thank you for joining us. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Alan.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Talking to you, Hillary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.